A member of the coalition, Dr. Brian Munch of Utah Physicians for a Healthy Environment and the Southern Utah Wilderness Alliance, said the complaint made asserts that for several years now, dangerously high levels of ozone have been recorded in the Uinta Basin.
When we're talking about high ozone, we're talking about ozone levels that are much higher than what you might find in the most polluted cities in the country, like Los Angeles. People who have to live there are being subjected to significantly higher air pollution than almost any place else that we monitor.
It is the Environmental Protection Agency's failure to address this issue that has Munch and the rest of the coalition concerned.
They seem to be using the excuse that the data wasn't technically generated correctly, but that doesn't seem to be the case. The data seems to be legitimately collected. The stations seem to have been conducted in a proper fashion. So if you want to call the results preliminary, fine, but that is no excuse for the federal government through the EPA to not act on that information, because the longer this goes on, the more public health damage occurs.
With ozone levels this high, Munch said the community will not only see adverse effects on their health, but an increased mortality rate.
A contributor to increased rates of strokes and heart attacks, lung disease. It's a serious public health issue.
Munch said they hope to have a response from the Environmental Protection Agency in the next few months. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Brianna Bodley.